Welcome to day 5. Gratitude awakens the true self. Our truest self is connected with everything else in the universe. Many wise teachers tell us that our true self is like the ocean. At the surface, there are waves, movement, many rhythms. Just beneath, there are current and motion and different schools of life. At the deepest fathoms, there is a profound stillness, pure silence, a deep peace. Hence the phrase, still waters run deep. The deeper you go within, the more profoundly you become one with your true self, your own grace. Gratitude is your beacon, guiding you to that rooted place of acceptance, peace, and beauty. Cultivate a state of appreciation and you actually create grace, authentically, naturally, in every moment, in everything. So let's go deep to truth and tranquility, to gratitude and grace. Deepak is ready to guide us there. And then we will meditate.
The path of grace has always been considered unique, and in most spiritual traditions, it requires a lifetime of devotion. But if grace abounds in all things and at all times, you can be on this path while still leading a worldly life. What makes this possible is one thing: contacting your true self. We all have many selves. The one we show at work, the one we show to our families, the one we show to a special loved one. There's a childlike self and a wise self. But all of these selves are temporary. We call upon them when they are needed and leave them behind when they aren't. If you go deeper than the passing self, however, there's something else. When the moment is over, your true self is left behind. It is the permanent I behind all passing experience. The true self is silent, but it isn't passive. Your true self knows what your life is all about. It knows your dreams and hopes. When you ask it for the truth or the way forward, it knows what you should do. In the Vedic tradition, the true self has a power known as Shakti, the power that animates, governs, and regulates all of life. Shakti is your creative force, at once cosmic and personal. The energy of gratitude is just one face of Shakti, who is pictured as a dancer flinging out the universe as she moves. When you awaken the energy of gratitude, you're contacting your true self, and then all things are possible. If you could be your true self at every moment, you would be grateful all the time. Every object your eye touches upon, every sound you hear, every taste and smell would be vivid and beautiful. When your perception shifts to this intense state, you have no choice but to be grateful. You actually see grace abounding, the invisible dancer whose slightest gesture brings new life. In our meditations, we touch the true self, which exists in silent awareness. The true self is always with us. We wouldn't be aware without it. Today, you've learned that the true self is the source of grace. This means that when you send gratitude and feel grace replying, the whole process exists within yourself. Like the goddess Shakti, you can look at anything around you, a flower, a desk, a road sign, the face of a child, and say, "This is me." It's a very worthwhile exercise because nothing is more intimate or more precious than ourselves. When you say, "This is me," the separation between you and the state of grace disappears. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. My true self is always grateful. My true self is always grateful. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Kritajna Ham. This mantra means, "I am gratitude." It activates the feeling of gratitude from your true self. As you repeat the mantra, feel the emotion of gratitude as your very essence. Repeat it silently to yourself, Kritajna Ham. Kritajna Ham. Kritajna Ham. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra, Kritajna Ham. Kritajna Ham. Kritajna Ham. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Kritajna Ham. Kritajna Ham. Kritajna Ham. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My true self is always grateful. My true self is always grateful. My true self is always grateful. Namaste.